The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. And Judas took the morsel. Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What are you going to do? Do quickly." Now none of those reclining at a table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feasts, or give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel, left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I'll be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. St. Peter is one of my favorite saints because he so wants to do the right thing, does he not? But oftentimes, his actions don't back what he says. And how human we all are when we promise Jesus that we're going to do something, but yet we don't do it. Whether it's I'm going to spend more time in prayer, or I'm going to do a good work, or whatever it is, or I'm going to strive to forgive. So this gospel is reminded to us that from the very beginning, Jesus had wonderfully perfect, imperfect people, just like all of us. So, my friends, we can learn so much from the wisdom of God. God chooses the imperfect to do great things. And who does he make his very first pope but St. Peter, the man who denied Jesus three times? So, in other words, there's hope for each and every one of us here. So let's ask St. Peter right now to pray for us, that we will have the strength to do what we say and to fully be committed to Jesus and not just say so, but back it up with our action and our words.